Hi, this is Melissa from The Harbor, and today is the fifth day of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Today, we'll be talking about victim blaming. What were you wearing? Why did you drink so much? I would never be out that late in that neighborhood. He's such a nice guy, he would never do that. Why doesn't she just leave? You should have called the police right away. These are all examples of victim blaming. Victim blaming takes the responsibility of the crime off the perpetrator and places it back onto the victim. Often, it makes it seem like a different choice could have avoided the incident. But it is never the victim's responsibility. It is the choice of the person who decided to rape or commit abuse. Consider the difference in the wording of this sentence. Sally was beaten, or John beat Sally. One takes the perpetrator completely out of the equation, focusing only on the victim, while the other clearly shows who is responsible. When victims are blamed, they continue to believe that their abuse was all their fault, that they can't be trusted, that no one will ever believe them. The fear of not being believed is one of the biggest barriers survivors face when attempting to report their abuse. They stop sharing their story because the blaming is too much. They continue to suffer harm and abuse, silent and alone. The reality is, no choice someone makes can protect them from experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault. 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. 1 in 6 will experience sexual assault. No one asks for it, no one chooses it, and no one deserves it. Here at The Harbor, we believe you. If you'd like to learn more, our website is www.harbornw.org, or Facebook page is facebook.com/harbornw. And if you need any help, we're available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 503-325-5735.